Today, don't delay. These are difficult times, no question about it. And let's become more and more like the master so that we don't have to be controlled by government.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's open lines, telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I want to talk tonight about the effort to confiscate weapons from the American people as a prelude to a dictatorship, because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America, and the liberals don't hate guns. They just hate guns in the hands of people who could use them to protect themselves. After all, if we really believe all we have to do is take away the guns from everybody, why don't we simply declare the White House a gun-free zone, we'll declare the White House a gun-free zone, then we can pull all the guards out of there because we don't need any guards in the White House. Well, you say that's ridiculous. Well, that's no more ridiculous than what we've done with our schools. We said the schools are gun-free zones, there are no guns there, it's a crime to have a gun there, and that means that every one of the child is certainly a target, and they've been killed in a number of different schools, were because there was nobody there to defend the children. The people who are advocating, of course, taking the guns away want, of course, to leave the children without any protection. I want your calls, I want your thoughts on gun confiscation. Can we confiscate the guns and certainly then create a perfect society? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Does gun confiscation work? Is there any place in the world that the criminals will turn in their weapons because it's illegal to have them? Certainly, England, very, very few people had guns before they confiscated them. And then when they confiscated them, of course, the increase of violence went up tremendously. And when you hear Piers Morgan talking about the fact that, well, there was only certainly 35 gun deaths last year, of course he's lying, there were 52 gun deaths last year in England. Oh, but of course, that is only part of the story. And I don't know how many of you saw the interviews with Larry Pratt. I don't know how many of you saw the interviews with Alex Jones, Piers Morgan, and Alex Jones, Piers Morgan, and Larry Pratt about a week ago, and then again yesterday when they had Larry Pratt back on again. But basically, the truth of the matter is, and we have the article, anybody wants to see it, why there are 927 homicides in England in the year 2011. 9,927. Now, certainly weren't gun deaths. Predominantly, they weren't gun deaths. But, of course, if you compare, certainly, England, which has, England itself has about 50 million people. We have 300 million people here. Our gun deaths, I think, were something about 11,000 here in the United States. But, of course, if you figure the number of homicides over in England, at 927, and we have the documentation on that, and you multiply that by six, well, you come up with certainly about 6,000 homicides in England with a comparable population. So basically, of course, doing away with guns has not stopped murders in Great Britain. And certainly this is one of the things that Larry Pratt brought out. I don't know if you've seen those DVDs or on YouTube with Larry Pratt and certainly or Piers Morgan. Did you see Piers Morgan and Alex Jones? Give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about gun confiscation? How would you have handled yourself if you'd been on the television set with Piers Morgan as he was suddenly attacking you viciously? Because somehow, because you don't want to give up your guns, then you seem to be responsible for the death of those little children, those innocent little children at Sandy Hook School. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And we're at Open Lines, and give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but I'd like to keep it as much as we can on this subject of, should we let them confiscate our guns? Should we perhaps just agree to having all of our guns registered? I mean, and basically, how about maybe just simply taking away the assault rifles? If we gave them up our assault rifles, would they want to get the rest of our guns? Well, right now, let's go to John calling from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you didn't see either the first or the second interview between Piers Morgan and Larry Pratt, you need to get watch them. And certainly the last one was yesterday. And then, of course, if you didn't see the interview between Piers Morgan and Alex Jones, you really need to see that. It was a classic. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment based on your question. You had asked if I was faced with Piers Morgan and on like Larry Pratt was and Alex was faced with, you know, what would I say to him? They both did a great job. But one of the things I'd say is, Piers, you're a guest in our country. And it's real bad form to, when you're a guest in someone else's house, to tell them how they should manage their house. And the law of our land is our Constitution. And we established that in a fight with England. And for somebody from England to come over and tell us that we should abolish our basic rights is beyond rude.
And that's number one. I think that's a point well paid. Ask him if he believes in the Constitution, if he's lived under the Constitution, if he would die for our American Constitution, and I'm sure he wouldn't agree to any of those things. A point well made. Anything else?
Yes. I thought that the Fed's charter was going to expire in December.
No, you're talking about
the Federal Reserve.
The Federal Reserve system. Yes, I think you're probably right. I think it was for 100
we
years.
We hear it, not a peep. Nobody on any talk radio has said a peep about that. I haven't heard anything from Ron Paul about it. I keep hearing about from...
John, I really don't know. Would you mind actually checking that out and come on here next week and let us know? Basically,
okay.
Of course, there's no way that the people who run America are going to give up the charter for the Federal Reserve System. Remember, the Federal Reserve is not a federal organization. It is a privately owned central bank. It is primarily owned by the six major banks that control 70% of all of our assets. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and there's one other. And basically, they control, for all intents and purposes, America. Goldman Sachs, of course, is the sixth one. And basically, they own the Federal Reserve. They own America. It's not the city of the Fed. The Central Bank of America is subservient to our duly elected representatives. Our duly elected representatives are subservient to the central bank. And the central banks throughout the world are conspiring in this ultimate goal to bring about a one-world totalitarian government under the control of a ruling elite. I share your concern. Will you look that up and get back to us?
Sure.
Okay. God bless and thanks so much. And I
think one last thing as far as giving up our guns, it keeps getting said everywhere, and I think anybody with any sense realizes that the moment we do, we're done for.
You're absolutely right, John. But, you know, first, the arguments that we're using are not the best ones. Basically, what we need to point out is the reason that we had the Second Amendment was to protect this country. What would happen if we had an electromagnetic pulse attack and suddenly our whole domestic military army was incapable of functioning, which is the case? They're totally dependent upon our grids here in America. If there was an EMP attack today, by tomorrow, the army would be totally, certainly demobilized or certainly demoralized. Who would then defend America? What we need is an armed population to defend America. That's what it was for. And believe me, we need it probably now more than at any other time in the last couple of hundred years. We need guns to protect America and our Constitution.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we've got John calling from the great state of New York. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good evening, Doctor. I've only had a moment. I've only got a moment. I just want to say that I grieve in my mind, and I don't. That gives me no joy to say that the wave of sympathy is against the gun and against the gun owner, and that anybody who owns guns will be demonized, and the gun will be demonized. It won't. There won't be a door to door. I don't believe. Confiscation, but eventually, within our lifetime, my lifetime for sure, I'm 61, there will be very few guns legally owned by citizens in the United States.
Well, I hope you're wrong, John. We'll just have to wait and see, because if you're right, then the American dream as we know it will soon become a nightmare. Anything else?
That'll do it. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Michael calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Michael. Question or comment?
The last 4 years seemed like a nightmare. I still haven't woke up from that dream yet. But Dr. Stan, I worked at a company here called Williams International. They make the cruise missile motors for the cruise missiles. And the way that works is they got a parking lot. You pull in the parking lot. The government, they know how to do this. You pull in the parking lot, and they got a booth. You got to go through this booth. When you go through the booth, you can't have no metal on you or nothing. Then you go into the building, okay? And then when you get in the building, when you come up to this desk, there's an armed guard there. And then they got it all separated into different departments. Everybody goes to their own department. They're all separated. We don't know what they're doing. They don't know what we're doing. And we're just all doing our thing in there. But you can't get a gun in there. No one's coming in there. No, you know, that ain't going to happen. So they're, you know, that's exactly how they could do the schools. And so you don't get to pull a vehicle into the actual place where the school is. You got to go through a little building there. And there's no way you're going to get a gun in this place. And that's how they do it over there. And it's a very simple, easy thing to do.
Well, Chris, I think as far as our schools is concerned, why we should certainly let anybody there in the school who wants to carry a gun have the right to carry a concealed weapon to protect the children. This is what it's all about. It's about the children. And certainly when you create a gun-free zone, you create a zone where you are guaranteed that anybody who wants to go in there and kill children can. And what we should be doing, of course, is putting the other people onto the defensive and simply pointing out it is because of them that those children are dead. They ought to be ashamed of themselves because, of course, when you advocate doing away with guns, you honestly believe all the criminals are going to turn in their guns. Of course, they're not going to turn in their guns. They'll point to England. Well, the people didn't have the right to own handguns in England before. Certainly, if they had, you could be sure the criminals would have kept theirs and everybody else would have turned them in. So basically, in England, even though they have all sorts of very strict laws, they still have 51 homicides every year. This is what they're having on the average today. And basically, when, of course, in America, if you create a gun-free zone, you create a zone where there is no protection for children. And Sir Piers Morgan and all the other people advocating gun confiscation should be ashamed of themselves. But of course, this has nothing to do with protecting children or protecting the American people or cutting down on the homicides. It has to do with collecting the guns so they can have a dictatorship. Believe me, it's not that the liberals hate guns. They hate them guns in the hands of people who want to be independent and do not want to be controlled authoritatively. That's what it's all about. Anything else you want to say, Michael?
Yeah, I'm just so severely disappointed in this country that for the particular reason that it seems like we got all these different issues going on and that the government doesn't accept responsibility for it. Just like right now, they want to do legislation or maybe try to take the guns or whatever they come up with, but they never accept responsibility that, you know, they have a job to do and part of the problem is them. And well, we never hear nothing about that.
Michael, basically, we have two governments. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. We have a visible government made up certainly of legislators and judges and a president, executive branch. But we have an invisible government that controls the whole thing. And most of what you see today is a fraud. And if you doubt that, you need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. And we have that in used form. And on page 280, Barry Goldwater talks about the Trilateral Commission, and he makes the statement, their goal is to seize political control of the United States government. To seize political control of the United States government. That was 1979, and between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the very limited membership of the Trilateral Commission, never more than 87, and a lot of those were Canadians and Mexicans. Well, our government has been taken over. That's the problem we have today, Michael. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Doctor, I got one more thing.
Okay, did you do that? 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go ahead, Michael, from Flint.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, I guess, getting sick with this flu and stuff. I heard you talking one night about you had the oil of oregano. What is that product?
Alibiotic, and it's an excellent product. It's made of oil of oregano, garlic, and oil of elderberry, and it just boosts your immune system. And I take it whenever I start coming down with the sniffles, and then I take vitamin D3, 5,000 units. I take that every 4 hours, 2 alibiotic and 1 vitamin D3, and until I get feeling pretty good. Then I take it for another four-hour period, and then usually I can keep after what I'm doing. I haven't missed one day from this radio because of a cold or flu, going back for almost 20 years. Anything else, Michael?
Yeah, you sounded pretty good after the holiday. Once you got a little day's rest there, you sounded real good.
Okay, well, I hope I'm feeling better. Anyway, I remember I'm almost 84, too, so you got to give me a little leeway. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Thanks very much for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Mike with us, and Mike is from Lapeer, Michigan, and he's just talking about the fact that we have a North American Union, we have a European Union, and he notices a similarity between them. But of course, he's absolutely right. There is an organized effort to bring about a world government. The basic foreign policy of the United States, it's foreign policy of both political parties, is a one world government. They call it globalism. And basically, of course, the whole idea is to unite North America, the North American Union, Europe, the European Union, an African Union, a South American Union, a Near Eastern Union, a Far Eastern Union, and certainly a Pacific Union. They intend to have all of these supranational organizations and then join us all together into a one-world dictatorship. It's about establishing a one-world government under a ruling oligarchy. There have been efforts to accomplish this going all the way back to Nimrod, which is about 2,300 years before Christ was born. And basically, it continues today. It's always been the goal of secret societies and covert organizations, but never in all recorded history has it come as close to accomplishment as it is today. And certainly, all we need is, of course, a few more wars, another great world war with a horrible devastation before most people will be willing to give up their freedom and join this government. But if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, Mike, this is what's prophesied in the Bible, because the eventual ruler of this one world government will be the Antichrist, Lucifer himself. Anything else, Mike?
Well, I'd just like to say that there's a lot of stuff on the internet about this. Just search New World Order or North American Union. George H. Bush at his presidency talked about 1,000 points of light and a new world order. And up until Desert Storm broke out, people were starting to question him. What are you talking about? What do you mean about this new world order? And I think he kind of tipped his hand a little bit about nations merging together apart from military action, where they simply just give up their unions, their middle class. Just the whole thing just gets so lobotomized and sanitized. The different societies of the world, and eventually just falls under, like you say, a one world order.
And I think, Mike, you're absolutely right about George Herbert Walker Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush, back in 1990, he began talking about this idea of a new world order. And basically, George Herbert Walker Bush was a member of a number of Luciferian organizations. Among those would be the Bohemian Grove. There would be the Skull and Bone Society. And if you get in the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateralists, Herbert Walker Bush belonged to. The foundation is in Luciferianism. At least the people at the top understand that. You look at their emblems and you can see the Luciferian background. And then, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush was the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And basically, we can understand why he wants a world government. It has always been the goal of the secret and covert societies that work behind the scenes, controlling governments throughout the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And go right ahead, Mike.
Just one last thing. I was at the Right to Work protest in Lansing, Michigan, when they tried to, they did it. Governor Snyder did a 180 and managed to slide some legislation under the back door of the legislature, making us a Right to Work state. And a lot of people there were holding up signs of Hitler with one of his speeches underneath, talking about we have to throw the union leaders in jail and basically just bust everybody, make them flat broke. And part of a way of bringing about his Third Reich or whatever he was going for at the time. And it's all about taking control away from the working man, giving up your guns, giving up your rights. And the next thing, I think it was Jefferson that said, he who gives up a little bit of liberty for a little bit of freedom has nothing, has neither. If I had that quote right, he who gives up a little bit of liberty for a little bit of security has neither, and I think that's
has
kind of
neither
what
liberty
we're going
nor
for.
Security, right? You're absolutely right. It's a great quotation. I agree with you totally. Our number is 248-2-4-LIBERTY. It's very interesting. While we've been talking, we had several people on the line who suddenly got cut off. We did not cut you off. If you're out there, you hung up, well, that's fine. But, of course, if you didn't, you may very well have been cut off. And basically, you can see how they're using electronics. Very often, I'll go up on the Internet, and I'll see a great article. I really want, of course, to make a copy of it, and suddenly, when I access that article, it crashes my computer. Then it happened. One time, it's interesting. Two, it's a coincidence. After a dozen times, you begin to think that maybe this is happening intentionally. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And you're not paranoid when people really are against you. I've certainly been. They've been tracking me for 50 years. I've seen my FBI file, page after page after page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. I wonder who they're protecting. We'll be back in just a moment, Aaron. Holy, hang on.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295, and I'd like to know what you think about gun control. Did you see the interview between Alex Jones and Piers Morgan? Did you see the first interview between Larry Pratt and Piers Morgan, or the second interview yesterday between Piers Morgan and Larry Pratt? And basically, of course, in the first interview, why, of course, Piers Morgan was just so rude. And he called, certainly, Larry Pratt a liar on several occasions. He talked over him. He wouldn't let him answer the question. He did ask questions and then interrupt before Larry had a chance to answer. And, of course, everything I heard about that interview was certainly that Larry Pratt came out as very much a gentleman, and Piers Morgan just was rude and insulting. So then, of course, Alex Jones began, of course, to circulate a petition. And that petition called for the President of the United States to send Piers Morgan back to England, where he belonged, had come over here, tried to tell us to do with our Constitution, tell us to run how we should run our lives when he's a guest in America. And over 100,000 people, 104,000, I think, on last count, that was a couple of days ago, had signed the petition saying, we'll send Piers Morgan back to England, ask the President to do that, to withdraw his visa to stay here, as he's not an American citizen. And he is coming over here and trying to direct what we do. Well, basically then, Piers Morgan invited Alex Jones onto his radio program. And I don't know how many of you saw the debate. Oh, you really couldn't call it a debate, the program there. Alex had been invited. He was told he would be there for three segments, the first two with Piers Morgan, the third where he would debate Alan Dershowitz. Well, I don't know how many of you know Alan Dershowitz, but he's a Harvard lawyer who has come out and said that torture is perfectly all right as long as you're dealing with terrorists. It's all right to inflict terrible pain on them as long as you don't kill them. Why? It's all right to torture them. And Alex was just waiting for that debate to have Alan Dershowitz come. In fact, Alan had gone, certainly, back to New York City to be on that program. And it's a long, hard flight. But of course, Alex Jones had gone back to New York to be on with Piers Morgan. And Piers Morgan, after two segments, just put him off the program and would not allow him to debate Dershowitz. He wanted to get rid of him because Piers Morgan certainly could not allow somebody else to be as rude as he had been to Larry Pratt. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is one of the most important issues, this organized effort, coordinated effort to actually take away our guns. And it's all based upon this tragic shooting, I believe the 14th of December, at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. But they haven't told us the truth. Basically, we have many of the radio intercepts there that suggested there were several shooters. Whoever killed the children shot them several times so that no one could possibly survive and tell us what really happened. And basically, of course, we know that one of the children, when they were escorted out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School, were told to cover their eyes, not to see anything. One of the boys actually took his hand away. He saw somebody laying on the floor with handcuffs, their hands handcuffed behind their back. And when he got out of the school, he talked about that. Of course, the administration, the authorities, didn't deny it. They just totally ignored it. And police officers were told under no circumstances should they ever reveal what happened. And I will tell you, this is what happened, of course, to the people on the USS Liberty. They were told that if they ever told what happened on the USS Liberty on the day of the attack in 1967, when the Israelis attacked the Liberty, and, of course, they wanted to sink the ship, not the Israelis, President Johnson wanted to sink the ship so that we'd have a justification for going to war with Egypt. We could blame that on Egypt, and then we could go to war. And the people there, the American soldiers, sailors, I should say, on the USS Liberty were told, if they ever told the truth, they would spend the rest of their life in Leavenworth or even worse. And they knew what even worse meant. That meant they'd be killed. And these men who had seen this terrible event lived in constant fear for 20 or more years until one by one they finally got the courage to come forward and tell the truth about what happened. We actually have a 4-CD set of my interviews with the people who were on the USS Liberty. And of course, now they're telling the truth about the effort to destroy, to kill them all. And that was what President Johnson wanted to do. That's what McNamara wanted to do. They wanted to kill all those innocent young sailors on the ship, so they have a justification for going to a war. That's, of course, why, of course, we went into Iraq, supposedly because they had weapons of mass destruction. It was all a lie. We ended up killing a million people. And so often, of course, things are done to get certainly a response. We got into justified going into the Middle East because of the attack on the Twin Towers. And yet, of course, there are over 1,700 architects and engineers who watched the building come down and have signed a petition saying, We haven't been told the truth. Those buildings did not come down because, of course, they were buildings were hit by planes. This was a controlled demolition. And they're calling for a more complete examination, a reevaluation of what went on. But the government doesn't dare let you know they killed those almost 3,000 people that day. So it would have a justification for going to war. It's what's known as a false flag operation. And basically, of course, I believe that's what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And if we've been told the truth, then why won't they release the videotapes? Why won't they release the videotapes? Why won't they release the videotapes? And basically, what they've done is they've convinced an awful lot of people that we've been told the truth, but you have to understand that they control the media. They ultimately, they control what most Americans believe. But Sandy Hook is certainly being used as a justification. Now, to collect the weapons from the American people, they want to confiscate our weapons because these people want a dictatorship in America. They are dedicated to a one-world government, and the only thing that stands in their way are the freedom-loving people here in America. And suddenly a growing number are becoming aware of the fact that there really are secret and covert organizations that have seized control of our government, as Barry Goldwater said on page 280 of his book, with no apologies, and we do have used copies of that. You can get it from us. And, of course, basically, they've created a secret cabal. And if you don't believe that, you need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405, where David Rockefeller talks about, and as he says, you know, a lot of these conservatives believe that we're part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, and my family and I are certainly working to establish a more global economic system, and that's one world, if you will, and if that's the charge, I plead guilty and I'm proud of it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. Read what these people say. Read what Barry Goldwater said. And of course, Glenn Beck had the audacity to quote from David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, which you can get from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Glenn Beck had the audacity to read from that, and immediately he was fired. And this is what's really going on. The media is controlled, and if you tell the truth, you'll be fired and blacklisted, so you'll never get a job again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'll never forget, oh, maybe it was 20, 25 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. I was up in San Francisco at the KGO. That's the largest clear channel radio station up there. And they used to have a talk show host named Jim Eason, who I knew. And he was a wonderful man. He was an honest patriot. But I was up there. I was the guest on his program one afternoon. And he said to me off air, when having commercials, he said, you know, Stan, if I said on this radio program what I really believe, they'd fire me tomorrow. We went back on the air, and he was looking at me, and he said, you know, if anybody from the administration here at KGO told me what to say, I'd quit tomorrow. And he looked over at me and grinned and winked. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, of course, you never get the truth in the media, because they will simply fire you. The six major corporations that control 95% of the media outlets in America, and if you don't believe it, read the book Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. Professor Ben Bagdikian. Of course, the thing about that book is they've made it so expensive I can't afford to sell it, but you can get it from Amazon. That's Amazon.com, the book, The Media Monopoly, and certainly Professor Bagdikian explains to you how six major corporations control 90% of the major media outlets in America. Right now, we've got Bruce calling from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. Basically, what you're speaking about is the gun control issue. I don't know if I'm the only one that wears a tinfoil hat in America, but you know, I've just been doing a thumbnail memory of all these recent so-called, you know, mass shootings. And there's a incredibly similar pattern to them. And one of the things you mentioned on this last one, of course, Sandy Hook, was they won't release the videos. And there is so much contrary information that has been collected. It suggests the same thing that several of the others did, that you're a multiple shooter. Now, This is a systematic, organized attempt to destroy the Second Amendment. And, you know, we've got a lot of excellent defenders of the Second Amendment in America, and I don't necessarily include the National Rifle Association in that. I just I think they're the people of compromise at this point, and I don't know if Wayne LaPierre is going to fold on this recent attack. He's going to be they're going to set him up in a public meeting and try to see if they can get a compromise situation out of him. And he was one that compromised on the gun-free zones about 4 years ago. So. But anyway,
you never want to compromise, because if you compromise today, they'll want more tomorrow and more
exactly.
the next day. And the whole idea is to put them on the defensive. They're the
Absolutely.
Ones who are responsible for those children being dead, and because they're the ones who want gun-free zones in our schools, which means that every school is a potential shooting gallery, and there's nobody there to defend the children. One children or two children might have been shot, but the others would be alive and well today if it hadn't been for people like Piers Morgan and the gun controllers who want gun-free zones to make every child a target. Go right ahead, Bruce.
All right. Well, you know, if you asked the opponents of having free guns, they would accept an $800 billion grant to study this thing to death. They'd fill it with union employees. They'd have a cabinet position. And yet one country doesn't put up with it at all. That's Israel, and they have armed teachers there. There's plenty of photographs of armed teachers, and there's plenty of stories of them stopping terrorists that come into schools to slaughter their kids, intercept their bus stops, etc., like that, and they stop it dead in the tracks. The safest airline in the world is El Al because they're armed. You have a choice of doing something correct, or you have a choice of ignoring the reality of having a solution and going back to insanity. And they always choose the latter.
Well, they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. They don't want a solution. They want our weapons. And I agree with everything you said. Anything else, Bruce?
No, not tonight. Just, you know, thank you for your incredibly wonderful guests that you have on the program, including Larry Pratt. I sure enjoy talking with a no-nonsense, no-compromise person.
Amen. God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durant, Michigan. That was just Bruce from Spokane. We must have his brother on. This is Bruce from Durant. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And it's not too often we get two Bruces, one after the other. Go right ahead, Bruce from Durant.
Unusual, all right. I have a cousin in Yelm, but no brothers out there. Okay, maybe this country deserves a totalitarian dictatorship. You know, if so many people would vote for Obama, you know, to reelect him, and so many would quiver at the very thought of, oh, having an armed teacher. No, we can't have that. Maybe they deserve to be under totalitarian government for a while.
Well, could I just differ there? I'm not sure that the people did vote for Barack Obama. Certainly, he got a lot of votes, and a lot of people did. But I have very serious considerations and concerned about the fraudulent nature of the last election. And we're going to have a lady on next week. And actually, she has evaluated very, very thoroughly what happened, and she finds voting irregularity in half a dozen states. And she sent me just today a copy of a three-page certificate that she'd sent personally hand-delivered to the office of every congressman and every senator pointing out the voting irregularities that were used to re-elect Barack Obama, and asked them if they would be willing to at least talk to her about helping her to bring a charge that could keep Barack Obama from being president, and not one congressman or one senator had the courage to answer her. That's the situation we're in today. There's where the real problem is.
Well,
what we need is some extra bamboo splints to put on the back of our congressman. Go ahead.
Those of us way down here, we might vote or not vote, but the ones in charge, the Democrats and Republicans that run all these voting booths, they can do what they want, and they do what they want. I tell you, in our little town here, Durant, I voted for third party ever since Pat Buchanan was Republican, running for the Republican presidency. And they never count my vote because they publish them in our little paper, you know. And I've never seen the guys I've voted for, Libertarian or
Well, I'll tell you what, Bruce.
I
would simply bring that out. I would point out the fact that they're not counting the votes properly. And if they don't count your vote, how do we know they count any of the other votes? And
yeah,
I think What we need to do is create an issue and point out that they steal elections. They stole the 1960 election. There's no question that Richard Nixon won that election. Oh, but of course, he was told to be quiet and not to raise an issue. Why? Because the invisible government, the people who control America, don't want us ever to question the fact that the voting is fraudulent. Certainly, there's no question that Al Gore won the election in 2000. There's no question that John Kerry, and I don't like John Kerry and I don't like Al Gore, but John Kerry won the election in 2004. But because he belonged to the same secret society that George W. Bush belonged to, that Skull and Bones, and John Kerry is a trilateralist and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why, John Kerry was told, certainly, not to challenge it. He had, I think, $20 million left over. He could have challenged the results there in Ohio. He didn't do it. Why? Because we've got to convince the American people that voting is honest, and it's not. We know it's not honest in other countries. Why should we think that they would be honest here? And whether it's stuffing the ballot boxes or certainly fixing the voting machines or having people registered who don't even live in that area or been dead for 20 years, this is what's really going on today. I want you to hang on just for a moment here, Bruce, and we're going to have to go to a quick break, but I want to get your thoughts. Our number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, no man's life or property or family are safe unless we have honest elections in America. We don't have honest elections.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Fascinating program. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. I always like open lines. And, well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. You can get the books and videos and DVDs we have. Or you can get the all sorts of special reports we have. Certainly, if you'd like to donate to Radio Liberty, our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get copies of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it, because it will explain the spiritual nature of what's going on. And we'll tell you about all the secret societies, not just one or two. There are a myriad of them. But they all have the same goal and objective, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and installing that one-world ruler, who will eventually be the Antichrist, because this is a spiritual battle that is being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we hope if you're in a position, you'll get a case of them. You can get them for less than $240 each if you get 64 of them. And, of course, if you do that, well, you'll get a free 4-CD set or a free DVD to help defray the postage. And then, of course, you can give them away, you can sell them, do whatever you want to. But if you get people to read that book, at least in some people, it will change their lives forever. And what a wonderful thing to be able to do. And you can do that if you can get them to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get some of our four CD sets. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the sinking of the USS Liberty. They wanted to kill all of those American sailors, and they were told, the sailors were told, after a ship was able to escape the trap that had been laid by Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara, the soldiers were told if they ever discussed what happened that day, why they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse, and many of them for 20 years were afraid to tell their wives what happened. A fascinating four-tape set. Part certainly of history. And then we have a four-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. He was murdered, and it certainly wasn't James Earl Ray. And the murder certainly of Bobby Kennedy, and he wasn't murdered by Saran. And then we have two 4-CD sets, two four-tape sets on the murder of John Kennedy. And he wasn't murdered by Lee Harvey Oswald. In fact, we even have an interview of Lee Harvey Oswald in one of our four-tape sets. You'll want to get these. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you want to know what happened to Adolf Hitler after World War II, he escaped to South America. You never heard that. Well, actually, I interviewed one of the men who went to South America. He's an Englishman. And, of course, he wanted to find out what happened to Hitler. He talked to the people who took a look after Hitler and Eva Braun, after they escaped to South America. But, of course, the media is controlled. You're not going to hear about the book here in America, but the book is called Grey Wolf. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how we brought the Nazi war criminals to America after the end of the Second World War and helped them to escape to South America and the Rat Line, R-A-T, the four-tape set is called Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. We have all sorts of wonderful things. You can see them up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. As soon as you can read our newsletters there, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. Our afternoon program, our evening programs are archived, and you're welcome to copy them and distribute them just so long as you're not doing it for profit. The important thing is to get the information out, because if we do not have a revival in America, then the dream that was this country will soon become a nightmare. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in a moment.
While the storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of J.P. Williams. J.P., thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are and why you're so concerned about what's going on today?
Well, that's a great question, actually. I'm a very average American, to tell you the truth, and mid-50s, early 50s, and been writing columns about political affairs in the U.S. and concerns about the direction of our country now for about almost 3,000 columns in 20 years. And a few years ago, decided that writing columns about what was going on was probably not enough and decided to become more active in myself and several other patriotic Americans formed a couple of different organizations, a few different organizations now. And we pretty much work around the clock trying to find solutions to what's going on in our country. And so that would be PatriotsUnion.org and VeteranDefenders.org, which is a veterans group, both military and prior law enforcement and the like. And then an organization we're just now forming, which is North American Law Center, that we're setting up for the sole purpose of being able to fight for the states and individual rights of American citizens who we don't feel like are at all representative in D.C. these days, and a lot of times not even at the state level. So that's a quick rundown on who I am and what I do. And
well, now, are you concerned about the voting process at all and the irregularities we sometimes see in the voting process?
Well, you know, I've been concerned about the voting process for quite a long time from a lot of different angles, everything from a not-so-in-tuned electorate in the general public. You know, I've had great concerns for quite some time now about the media. I feel like in a representative republic or constitutional republic, where the people democratically choose the future of the country, the decisions that those people make will never be any better than the information they have to make it. And yet, the media makes sure that they do not have the necessary information, the truthful information, in order to make those decisions. And that's part of the problem. At the other end of the spectrum is the political apparatus itself has been corrupted to the point where it is no longer anywhere even remotely close to a reliable means of electing public servants. I think probably the original or the first election with purple fingers and a rock is much more accurate election than what happens in the United States today. So, yeah, I'm very concerned.
And I think it's good justification. People have to understand that there is, in my estimation, an organized effort to destroy this country through debt. And basically back in 1966, two communists wrote an article published in The Nation magazine. The article was written by a man named Cloward and one Piven. Cloward and Piven wrote an article, and they said, look, we hate America, we want to destroy this country, and the best way to do it is simply by spending money, by simply providing everything for everybody, and we'll spin this country into chaos and destroy it. And that's exactly what we're doing. Basically, it took us over 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. That was from 1781 up until actually 1789 until 1979. $1 trillion took all that time. We are accumulating over $1 trillion debt every year at the present time. It's all debt. And there's no way it'll ever be paid off. And see, if you get into the background of what we owe, actuarially, the GAAP figures, general accounting procedures, were well over $87 trillion in debt. It will never, never be paid off. Well, JP, go right ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I certainly would second everything I just listened to from you. That is certainly all true. And even a lot of people in the last couple of years, last few years, that have been trying to wake up and get up to speed and get engaged in doing something about what's going on in this country are having great trouble doing it. And a lot of the reason that they're having so much trouble is just massive propaganda system throughout the mainstream media. That is now even throughout really the internet community as well, and the online news outlets and the likes, and so it's very difficult. You know, it's very, very difficult to get the average American who is normally busy raising a family and making a living and paying bills and trying to create or pursue happiness, if you will, without interference from the government. It's very difficult to get them in their spare time while they're doing those things and fully up to speed with what's going on here, especially when they are consumed by a sea of propaganda 24/7 out there. And you know, the things that we're seeing right now are really the results of a very long effort to get to where they are at this point, the people who really do hate America and hate everything that America has ever stood for. And people will sometimes recoil at a statement like that, but it's true. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
And there really are people in America who hate this country, who are doing everything they can to destroy this country. And the best way to destroy this country is running up debts that can never be repaid. Certainly, George W. Bush ran up certainly $4 trillion in debt, or actually $5 trillion in debt, up to, in 8 years in office. But, of course, Barack Obama ran a $5 trillion in debt in 4 years. If he's in office, well, it'll probably be twice that much, certainly in 4 years from now. And Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. He's not going to certainly balance our budget. He is going to destroy this country, exactly what he intends to do, and there's no question at all, but of course it's not simply Barack Obama. Barack Obama would not be in the White House. He would have been assassinated long ago had it not been that he is carrying out the dictates of what I call the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who put Barack Obama in the White House. And I would simply point out, as we've had many times before, the Trilateral Commission controls our country. There's only 87 members in the North American chapter, and they're Canadians and Mexicans in that 87. And yet, of course, of the 87 members, Barack Obama picked 11 or 12 as his initial cabinet and advisors. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is J.P. Williams. Well, J.P., tell us now, what are you advocating now, and what message would you want to get out to our listeners?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have three organizations. The first that we formed a little more than 2 years ago, September of 2010, is U.S. Patriots Union, or patriotsunion.org. That organization is a civilian, average citizen organization. It is member-based. It is funded by annual dues from members, and we focus on really civic duties of multiple types. And the current example of that, this is the third year in a row that we are pushing for a Balance of Powers Act. It's a piece of model legislation that we drafted a few years ago and started pushing at the state level because we saw just how bad things were going to get from the federal level. And we took the view that there's very little, if anything, that can be done based on comments you made just before the break. Very little that can be done at the federal level right now to combat what's going on in this country. And yet, if the people could focus on saving their states one by one and positioning them in a constitutional structure, returning the balance of powers at the state level, they could begin to save the country one state at a time. And so one of our strategies 3 years ago was this Balance of Powers Act. And the first year, we kind of met with a lukewarm response from state legislators. The second time around, back in the spring of 2012, we came within one or two votes of passing it in seven different states back in the spring. But I think a lot of people, even at the state level, were hoping that our problems would be solved in miraculously in a 2012 election when Barack Obama would not be reelected and we'd have a Republican back in office and there'd be no need to worry about states' rights and individual rights at the state level. And so, you know, with the advent of the November election and the massive fraud that took place throughout that, I think at this point, you know, the early response as state sessions open up is that there's a lot more interest in the Balance of Powers Act this time around than there were the last two times around. And so, I think people are waking up to the fact that they're going to have to take this local approach as far as trying to protect themselves from tyranny coming down from above. That's from Patriot Union. That's probably the main push at Patriot Union right now. Veteran Defenders' main push right now is to get people organized and prepared for whether they are natural or man-made disasters, economic calamity, and the likes at the local level. Veterans, of course, coming out of the military and law enforcement have experiences under their belt and capabilities, leadership capabilities that are kind of unique to those organizations. And so we thought, you know, there's 27 million veterans across this country that care very deeply. At one point, put on a uniform and risk their life for freedom and liberty. And so these people need to be engaged, and they need to be engaged at the local level for preparedness and looking after each other in neighborhoods, because we're headed to a place here that America's never been before. Other countries have been here before, but America has not. And so we need both national and local leadership from veterans from a preparedness and emergency response type of situation, where, again, whether it's man-made or natural. And then third would be what we're just now working on is the North American Law Center. A lot of the battles that are going on out there right now are going on a legal basis, and one of which is the fraudulent nature of our current election processes. And unless we can confront that somehow as a nation, as a people, legally, peacefully, you can pretty much forget the election process as a means to solve any of the problems going on in this country right now.
Are you suggesting that we're not getting honest and straightforward elections, that they're rigging a lot of these elections, they're not counting them well, they're certainly voting people who've been dead for 20 years, they're stuffing the ballot boxes, are they simply lying about how the voting comes out?
I think all the above. I think that the evidence in the 2012 election is so overwhelming that there can't possibly be anybody in Washington, D.C. or in the Justice Division or Department in our country who is not aware of the massive fraud that took place. Everything from hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in to campaigns from overseas, undisclosed donors, to what essentially falls under the heading of international money laundering coming in from overseas donations through third-party internet sites, where there's no tracking going on where those funds are coming from and for what reasons, all the way down to, yes, stuffing ballot boxes, truckloads of missing military ballots that never got counted in this election, you know, districts. There was, I forget what the exact number is, but something like 50 or 60 districts up in the Northeast where Barack Obama won 108, 107, 113% of the population.
He got more votes than there were actually people there voting. And so basically, obviously, it was totally fraudulent. When you get suddenly 110% of the people voting, well, there's no way that could happen, not in an honest election. And ladies and gentlemen, the 2012 election was not an honest election. And there have been efforts, there's all sorts of documentation on this. And so what happened immediately after the election? It was the most beautiful example of distraction I've ever seen. Immediately after, of course, they announced that Barack Obama had won, they immediately started talking about the affair that General Petraeus and another four-star Marine general had with mistresses, and they focused day after day after day after day on General Petraeus, and they diverted our attention away from the fraudulent nature, certainly, of that election, and poor old General Petraeus, they've known about this for many months. They held it in just the right time, a most beautiful example of how they can divert our attention from something important, like the fraudulent election that put a man who hates America back in the White House. Diverts attention away from that and focuses on poor old General Petraeus, who may very well have been seduced. I don't know why a four-star Army general would certainly risk everything he had ever stood for to become involved with a married woman. Go right ahead.
Well, it would not be outside of the realm of possibilities that that woman was sent in there to seduce him and get a record on him so that they had something to use when they needed it.
Well, that's exactly the way it was with Monica Lewinsky. You can't tell me that Monica was simply seduced by this older man. No woman that in her right mind would have a very, very attractive dress that had certainly stains on it of seminal emissions and not get that dress actually cleaned. You'd want to get that dress cleaned so you could wear it again. Unless, of course, you wanted to use that to embarrass the president. I think Monica Lewinsky played her part very well. And I'm not even sure Bill Clinton realized it, how he was taken in. But then Bill Clinton has never been a person who really was very discerning. He's always done what he could do to get power. And now they had something on him, as they always have controlled all of our presidents. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I would agree. I absolutely would agree. And while you're on that subject, I mean, the affair of Petraeus didn't only distract away from the massively fraudulent election and election process and election outcome, but it also distracted away from the incidents in Benghazi. And the American people still don't know what Benghazi was all about. And at this point, they may never know what Benghazi was all about. It was a gun-running operation, start to finish. They were not running guns to our friends. They were running guns to our enemies, including Al-Qaeda. And it was a kidnapping effort gone bad. Had the two SEALs not accidentally been in that area and responded on their own against orders to stay away, while everybody else was told to stand down and not respond to what was going on there by the White House, this story would have been very different probably in the end and than how it turned out. But it was a bad deal start to finish. And the American people may never get the whole truth on that, at least through the mainstream press.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And JP, go right ahead.
Well, sir, you know, at this point, this country's in a terrible situation. Economically, you know, I get a lot of mail every day. You do too. And I hear these concerns from people all across the country. You know, where are we? What's really happening? What can we do? Is there anything we can do? The apathy, I think, at the moment is worse after the election than it was before the election because a lot of people put their hopes in a political process that is so corrupted that there was no reason to put hope there in the first place, really, at this point. But I understand the desire to. I understand that even I sometimes catch myself feeling a little bit foolish for believing in things that I've believed in all my life that I already have seen evidence don't exist anymore. And so in this country, at least not right at the moment. And so at the end of the day, you know, I will give the same answer I've been given for four, five, six, seven, 8 years now. and that is the American people are the only people who can change things in this country and who can turn the tide in this country. That's number one. Number two, only a moral people are well suited for that job. This is a Christian nation, despite what this president says, and only a Christian people and a moral people are capable of the battles that lay ahead in this country. No one else is capable of fighting those battles, and as far as I'm concerned, in this country. And then thirdly, that nobody can fight this alone. If people do not stop the personal agenda, set all of the pet issues aside, come together in the name of freedom and liberty, work together, move in the same direction at the same time, and actually become a real movement, that nobody can do anything about what's going on here.
And I think basically this is a Christian country. They say, oh, well, we're not a Christian country. A lot of people are not Christians. Yes, but predominantly we are. Just exactly as certainly Israel is a Jewish country. There are people there who are not Jewish, but it's a Jewish country. Just as certainly Pakistan is a Muslim country. India is a Hindu country. America is a Christian country, and the people who deny it are simply trying to confuse the issue because they hate Christianity, and they realize our greatest strength of all is in Christianity. Our number 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment.
Let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Oh,
son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, J.P. Williams, and he and a group of friends are trying to set up organizations and get the American people organized and doing things specifically to bring about an understanding of what's really going on. And we're losing our freedom in this country, and we deserve to lose our freedom if we're not involved, because certainly men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not involved in this battle, then you are part of the problem. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question for JP, but I certainly admire he and the people he works with who are really trying to do something. Go ahead, JP, go right ahead with the story.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Dr. Stan, I'm happy to take calls, by the way, and when callers do call in, I've got a very open policy about questions. There's no hold bar as long as people stay topical on the discussion. Any questions, okay. So, and I don't even mind ambush interviews, which I do from time to time as well. So, you know, the thing is, I get mail from people from all spectrums, different parts of the world, including across the United States. We are operational in all 50 states within our organizations at this point. And we're just simply looking for the ability to move good, decent, honest American citizens in the right directions at the right time with unity so that they can multiply the weight of their power. And do something about what's going on in this country. We're way down the road, Dr. Stan, as you know. I'm a fan. I think I told you the other day on the phone when we spoke for a couple minutes that I've given out and recommended your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to so many people over the years since I first read it. And, unfortunately, this thing that people are experiencing in this country right now has been going on for a very long time. They are in an 11th hour close, as best as we can tell, on a 100-year-long process or more. And so, you know, even though most people are just now starting to realize what's going on in this country, they're realizing it in the 11th hour. And
just as a matter of interest, what sort of response did you get from people who read my book who really didn't have too much of an idea what was going on? Did they read it? Did they put it on the shelf? Did they read it? Did it have an impact on them? What's your impression?
Well, of course, it's a mixture of all the above. It depends on who you hand the book to. I'll give you my own impression. I was doing work several years back now. I was looking at Trilateral Commission and CFR and Bilderbergers and Cecil Rhodes, and I was studying all of those things. And I was not familiar with your book when I first started that process, and I was starting to pin things down. I was starting to see things I had never seen before that it would help me understand why the country was moving in the direction it was and why it seemed already even 10 or 15 or 20 years ago that it was nearly impossible to alter the course of history in this country. And then all of a sudden somebody introduced me to your book, and I got it and I read through it. Once I started reading, I couldn't put it down, by the way, until I finished it in one reading. Then I went back and read it a couple more times with a highlighter. And what I found as I read it, it was an interesting moment, because 80% of what was in there, I had just got done researching and finding myself. So it confirmed everything I was finding on my own as I was reading through that process. And that 20%, as you get to the tail end of your book and you draw some conclusions, you had gone beyond where I had been yet. I was still researching things. I hadn't drawn any real hard line conclusions yet. So, I mean, my impression of the book, and that's why I've given it to so many people, and when people call and they'll ask me about my own writings, and I say, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've written a lot of columns, been published a lot of places, including around the world. But if you want to understand what you're seeing happen in this country, go get Dr. Stan's book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because he has it laid out perfectly what's going on.
Well, I appreciate that. And basically, of course, I had studied this for well over 35 years before I really began to be able to put the pieces together. And that's fortunately what we're able to do in Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you haven't read it, it will introduce you to the spiritual aspect of this. Basically, unless you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, so much of what goes on just doesn't make sense. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our guest is J.P. Williams. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And when we get back, Mark Chris will tell you how you get in touch with the J.P. Williams organizations. But we need multiple organizations. The worst thing you can have is one powerful organization and everybody rallies into it, because I promise you it'll be taken over by the other side. I've seen them take over conservative organizations and liberal organizations and religious organizations and Republican and Democratic organizations. Whatever there is out there, they will take over and neutralize it.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do. For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. It's a hell here on earth, in some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Dr. Stan here. Our guest is J.P. Williams, and we hope many of you out there in the listening audience are enjoying what he has to say. And if you certainly would like to know more about him, we're going to get his website out here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. And then, of course, It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you'd like to talk to Mr. Williams. But before we go on, JP, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your information?
Absolutely. You can contact me at patriotsunion.org. That's patriots with an S, plural.
Patriotsunion.org, right?
That's correct. And then just click on the contact button, and it'll open up an email, and you can contact me through there. While you're there, you'll see icons on that site for the Veteran Defenders of America. You can visit that if you want. If you're a veteran out there, we invite you to come join with us. That organization is led by a former Marine and one of the most decorated Air Force colonels in the country, James Harding, who I believe you're going to have on the show in a couple of days.
Yes, matter of fact, I am. And basically, he was one of the 50 most highly decorated veterans of the Vietnam War, wasn't he?
That is correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. I know I talked to him just today, and he simply is a great patriot. And certainly the men who went off to fight and bleed and suffer and die, thinking they were fighting for America, and then suddenly came to the realization Vietnam was never fought to win. It was simply a great diversion, and basically we sent our boys over there and killed 58,000 of them so we could install the Great Society here at home. It was a wonderful diversion, just like the General Petraeus story was a diversion. So much of what they do, they play games with our minds. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Now, you mentioned that they can get in touch with the Patriots .org, but go ahead.
PatriotsUnion.org. And then there's a contact button there. Just click that and you can send an email to me and I'll respond. I try to respond to every email. Some days it's harder than others, but I try to get back to everybody, even if it's just briefly. While we have some time left on the show, though, if you don't mind, I want to focus in on solutions for people, because the biggest problem out there right now is people are becoming increasingly aware of what's going on, increasingly scared of what they see going on in this country.
Well, I agree with you, and I certainly we want to get to those solutions, but right now we have Ron calling from Washington State. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Well, just a couple of observations. First, I interact with students in high school, middle school, and such several times a week, if not more so, in my capacity in education. And I've been asked on many occasions about the Illuminati. I mean, the kids will bring this up, not me. The kids will bring stuff up like that. I saw one kid, he had a T-shirt. It said Infowars.com. So a lot of the kids know there's something going wrong. They maybe can't put their finger on it, but they know that there's something going wrong in our country. And I knew a lot of Hispanic kids, and they're very much unaware of all this Fast and Furious scandal because it's been suppressed. In fact, I think it's been suppressed even more in the Spanish language media than in the English language.
For that listener out there, Fast and Furious was a program laid out by our federal attorney general Holder, and basically it was to smuggle weapons, American weapons, to the drug cartels down in Mexico, supposed that we could trap them, but this wasn't what it was all about, and we were actually arming the drug cartel down there, because most people don't understand. The drug cartel works very closely with the Central Intelligence Agency, and the U.S. government was actually smuggling American weapons down so that they could have their drug wars down there, and so our guys would win. Go right ahead. Anything else, Ron?
Well, I just want to say that there are people, even in the younger generation, who are starting to put two and two together, and I think that's a good sign. But
that's an excellent sign. I'm really encouraged by that. Aren't you, JP?
I am, as a matter of fact. And actually, I would agree with Ron's comments. My experience has been, I think we've got a couple generations that is, college through maybe up into the age of 40 or so, give or take a little. We've got a couple generations that are real challenged at this point to get them to grip what's happening in this country. But I actually have seen very similar things out there at the high school level, where I think the next generation behind all that is seeing what their future looks like, and they don't like it, and they are getting out there on the internet. They're very internet savvy, these kids, and they more so than we are. And they are getting out there, and they're trying to get a grip on their own future at this point. I don't think they like what they're seeing, and they're trying to get it figured out. I would agree. I see the same thing.
Okay, Ron, I still need to have another point you'd like to make before we let you go, because we do want
to
say
the movie is really pushing gun control. You see that California teachers want to divest investments and from all their investments in firearms manufacturers. There was just a big article in our local paper about firearms ownership really increases your chances of violent death. They're really pushing this.
And they're lying, and I don't think the majority of the American people are picking this up. Thank goodness for the Internet. Thank goodness for the fact that there are some radio stations like the one you're listening to now that will carry the truth. And the areas of the country where we have certainly large networks carrying us, and one of them is right there in Washington where you are, where we have actually six stations part of the day, and we're on there 3 hours a day. I think there's a growing awareness, don't you, Ron?
Yes.
Anyway, God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. Really appreciate hearing from you. And JP, why don't you go ahead, because I know you want to tell our listeners what the solutions are. Pick up the story.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. And listen, if you ask 100 people what the solutions are, you might get 100 different answers. You're certainly going to get more than 50 different answers. And so our answers may not be the only answers, but we truly believe they are the most pinpointed answers and solutions available to us, peacefully solutions right now at this moment in history. One of them I spoke of earlier, but I want to go back to that. People ask what you can do. Well, you can do a lot at your state level. Working at the state level is very different from working at the federal level. Your state legislators, many times these people from, they lived down the street from you before they became state politicians, or you saw them at church, or you still see them at the grocery store. It's very different working at the state level. And in states in particular, it's 23, 24 states that have both Republican-controlled legislatures and Republican governorships. There's a list of those states that's available. If you go to patriotunion.org, you'll be able to find them there, because we've got a major push going on in this new 2013 session for the Balance of Powers Act. But what the Balance of Powers Act does, nobody needs to pass a bill to establish 9th and 10th Amendment rights. The Bill of Rights does that. But we're 236 years after that, and states and even state legislators and even governors do not understand what states' rights really are, let alone how to implement those rights and to protect their citizens from a tyrannical federal government. Now, at this point in history, it is critical that these state legislators and governors begin to understand what states' rights and powers are, how to implement them, and that's what the Balance of Powers Act is all about. It establishes what those rights are, reestablishes what those rights are. It establishes a system within the state legislature and governor's office by which to enforce 9th and 10th Amendment rights within the borders. And again, there's a lot of confusion about this. The federal government absolutely has a right of supremacy according to the Constitution on their enumerated powers. Outside of the enumerated powers, they have not only no supremacy, but no power at all.
Let me just point out, the enumerated powers are laid out in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Those are certainly about 17 or 18 specific things the federal government can do, and all power not given to the federal government, given to Congress, certainly in the Constitution, is reserved to the states and to the people. That's what the beauty of America's Constitution was all about. It limited what the federal government could do. The powers it can do are enumerated, and certainly those that are not specifically given to them are to be reserved. The whole idea was to limit the power of the federal government. The tyrants want, of course, unlimited power in the federal government, because it's much easier to bribe and control the politicians and bribe bureaucrats and kill off a few people so they can control the federal government, whereas having to do that in 50 states gets pretty complicated. So we have a wonderful constitution, we have enumerated powers, and people must understand the whole purpose of our constitution was to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. Go right ahead, JP.
Absolutely right, Dr. Stan. And as a result, when we were looking at where are some solutions here, we very quickly decided that there's a lot of issues in federal government right now. All three branches are corrupted, maybe beyond repair or recovery at this point. But at the state level, you still have opportunities to begin to work this country back in the right direction but you will need something like the balance of powers. If you Google or if you internet search the Balance of Powers Act, you will find it. It's out there. It's on our website, but you will also find that there are a lot of people in many states across the country that are working on this right now in this new 2013 session.
Oh, tell us what the Balance of Power Act is.
It's a piece of model legislation that we worked on and researched and drafted a few years ago, but what it accomplishes is it reestablishes and reasserts what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment rights are of the states and the people within those states. It helps the state legislature, state government, set up an apparatus, a committee by which to review federal mandates and policies on the basis of their constitutionality and not implement them until they have been deemed as constitutional by the state committee. In the event that they decline to institute or enforce a federal mandate on the basis of its unconstitutionality, it also establishes, which is established in the Constitution as well, that the federal government must take that directly to the Supreme Court. That is, the Constitution gives the U.S. Supreme Court original jurisdiction, which means no lower courts have any jurisdiction. They cannot run in like they did in California on Prop 8, and even after passing the legislature twice and a statewide referendum a third time, and have some single federal judge simply with the wave of his pen and the pounding of a gavel outlaw the people of California within the state of California. That is not constitutional. That federal judge actually in that situation has no such authority to do that.
Let me just go quote the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. It says this: the power not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Let me repeat that. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the Senate states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. In other words, if certainly the Constitution does not specifically say that the federal government can regulate something, they can't do it. The powers with the states and the people. That's why Barack Obama hates the Constitution, because it limits his ability to take away our weapons, and he may try to do it anyway, and if he does, he should be impeached and he should be sent to prison, not only for taking away our gun rights, but because he has ordered the murder of American citizens. He has a death list, and he's actually ordered the murder of American citizens on his say-so. There is no statute of limitation for murder, even for a president. Go right ahead, JP.
Yes, sir. Right on all counts. And the Ninth Amendment, people need to look up and read, too. It's just as important as the Tenth. And then beyond that, the Constitution establishes that the U.S. Supreme Court has original jurisdiction on all matters between the federal government and the state. So if the state declines through the Balance of Powers Act system, if it declines to enforce or implement a federal policy and the federal government wants to take them to court, they have to do it at the U.S. Supreme Court. It also establishes that the U.S. Supreme Court is not the final say. The people within the state, when it comes to state matters, are the final say. And by a statewide referendum can overrule even the U.S. Supreme Court. Everything that's in here was carefully studied and researched and crafted together by a group of constitutional scholars and lawyers. And it came off of our drawing table, but we used professionals to help us draft it into a form that met the constitutional test. And so it is, in fact, constitutional. We came very close to passing it in numerous states last year. I think we will pass it in numerous states this year, but it has to be a priority. And the reason why is without that, the government will trot into a federal court in whatever other bills you might pass. There's a bill that was just introduced this week in Wyoming to block the coming federal ban on firearms, on certain firearms. Well, they can pass that in Wyoming, but unless they pass the Balance of Powers Act or something like it, then the federal government will trot right back into a federal court and overrule and say that the bill that they passed in Wyoming is unconstitutional. And that's what they've done over and over again. They did it with Prop 8 in California. They did it with Arizona. When Arizona passed a law to enforce existing immigration laws, they tried into a federal court to shut that down. When a Democrat governor in New York at the time tried to balance the state budget, which required laying off 100,000 workers, which upset the labor unions. The federal government trotted into New York and said, no, you can't balance your budget by laying these people off. It upsets the unions. And so unless there's a balance of powers act passed in these states and the apparatus is put in place in order to do and enforce the Ninth and Tenth Amendment rights within a state, they're going to just continue to use these lower federal courts to shut you down when, in fact, the Constitution says the U.S. Supreme Court has original jurisdiction. So I wanted to get all that in as best I can. I know it's like drinking from a fire hose, somebody listening to this, but if you just go to the websites, look up Balance of Powers Act, or just Google search or Yahoo search Balance of Powers Act online, you'll find it. And this is not something you have to... We would like to know that you're working it so we can have other people that are working in your state work together with legislators in each state to get it done. But this is something every American can pick up and the ball and run with here. And I'll kick it back to you, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think it's vitally important. I'm excited about what you're doing, JP, and I really hope that you'll keep in touch with us and let us know how things are developing and if we can get you onto our radio programs. I mean, basically, the purpose of Radio Liberty is to give people like you who are out there on the front lines of the battle a voice, and hopefully it will help you to recruit people into your efforts. Now, once again, I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you and align with your efforts to try to, of course, get some of this legislation through and lay out a plan and organization at the state and the local level to begin to take America back. How can they get in touch with you?
You can find us at patriotsunion.org, veterandefenders.org, and northamericanlawcenter.org. You can contact us through any of those three websites or any of those three organizations. We are operational in all 50 states. We try to get people in each of those states working together on tangible strategies to change the course of history here.
And of course, our guest is J.P. Williams. You can always go to your Google and just put in J.P. Williams. And of course, you'll get to certain information there. Ladies and gentlemen, time to get involved. And you can do a great deal. Believe me, the other side is frightened to death. In fact, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who organized the Trilateral Commission, has said at least on two occasions, the frightening thing is the people are beginning to wake up. And let's do everything we can to awaken them. We'll be back in just a moment here. Go right ahead. We've got about 3 minutes for you to finish up the program, JP.
Okay. Are we on?
You go right ahead.
Next to that, you know, the gentleman, the caller that called in mentioned the gun grab that's coming down the pike, and it is coming hard and fast. We're going to know a lot more about it, what that looks like by Monday or Tuesday of next week. It's critical at this point, in my opinion, that people get on the phone, on the email, on their fax machines, and talk to their legislators in Washington, D.C., and encourage them to not pass anything in the Congress right now, especially in the House, to block any effort to go after Second Amendment rights in the United States and force this administration to go forward on their own, all by themselves through executive order, if they want to try to take real guns out of the hands of decent, honest American citizens. We all know that they are not after disarming criminals. You cannot disarm criminals. They will arm themselves. The UK has been, had a gun ban in the UK for many years now. Allegedly, nobody owns a gun in the UK, and still they have, gun deaths every year in the UK. So you cannot get rid of guns in the hands of criminals. Criminals don't care what law you pass. They don't care what laws are on the books now. Most of these mass killings, like happened in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, several weeks ago, happened in gun-free zones. So they're already ignoring the laws when they go into there with weapons to begin with. They're not going to mind ignoring one or two more laws that they pass. It is the American citizens, the decent, honest American citizens, that they are seeking to disarm, and you simply cannot allow them to do that. You need to be talking to your legislators in D.C., making sure that they will not support any further bans or any further gun controls being pushed through at this moment. Force the Obama administration to do it on their own through executive order, because the American people are going to react very differently to that than they would to Congress passing it. Congress needs to step back and get out of this situation right now. We have a tyrannical White House they need to be functioning on their own and taking responsibility for what they're doing on their own. And it's up to the American people to let the legislators know that. Last but not least, if you go to NorthAmericanLawCenter.org, you'll see that we noticed, we sent a formal notice, process delivery, process service to members of Congress before the confirmation of the 2012 election, fraudulent election last Friday, warning members of Congress not to become complicit in that fraud by certifying that fraud last Friday. They certified it anyway without objection. Not a single member of Congress gave any objection to all that fraud at all. And we are working right now on
it. We're out of time. God bless, JP. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program with JP, and I hope you'll want to get in touch with their organization. Let me also suggest Larry Pratt's organization, Gun Owners of America. Gun Owners of America. And basically, of course, once you join them, why, of course, you can get involved with their programs, and basically you go to their website, and certainly there will be all sorts of emails you can send to your congressmen and to your senators, and all you have to do is put your name on it. And they have a very effective means of reaching the people in Washington, D.C., and working with them, it'll be ever so much easier for you, and you become part of their team. I've known this Gun Owners of America for over 50 years. I met Bill Richardson back in 1960. We organized Gun Owners of America, and of course, some years later, Larry Pratt took over the leadership in Washington, D.C., but it's still headed by Bill Richardson, who I consider a personal friend. So basically, of course, what you want to do is join Gun Owners of America. Certainly work with J.P. Williams. I think they've got a great program out there. But you get involved. And of course, you can also help Radio Liberty. We need your help so we can maintain and hopefully down the line expand our membership and our listenership. But right now, we're heard on over 50 outlets every single week. And if you can afford to help us, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can donate, or you can purchase the various items that we have. And you do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And hopefully after you've read that, well, you get a case of my books, just like J.P. Williams did, and give them out. Give them out or sell them or whatever you can do, or get somebody else to do it along with you. But we're coming along towards getting to the point where we're going to be able to get the book published. We will not bill you until we are ready for it, or you're going to have to get 64 books at less than $240 each. But, of course, then, of course, when you agree to buy a case of Radio Liberty, why, of course, we will not bill you till we're ready to go, but we'll be glad to send you either a 4-CD set or a DVD we've done to help you defray the postage. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. But my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you can get people to read it, it will change their outlook on what's really going on and introduce them to the spiritual battle that's taking place. And basically, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's really a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the battle for the survival of Christian civilization is here in America. A lot of people are leaving and fleeing. But I don't think any place in the world is going to be safe if America goes down. And our job is to be here and to realize that this is God's battle and we're each called in our own way and to be involved in this. And I've been at it for 50 years, ladies and gentlemen. 50 years, my life has certainly been altered by this. It has the lives of my family, but fortunately I have a wife, a loyal wife, and a loyal son who's helping us here. And certainly we are reaching people all throughout the world with the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And if you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You see, because they're poisoning the water and they're poisoning the trees. And certainly they're even putting out insecticides that poison the bees. And they are actually destroying this nation. They're destroying the world. These people really do intend to alter the world. This was known as Agenda 21, which is the transformation of the world, and basically what they want to do is simply limit the population. If you haven't seen my talk on population control, you need to get it. My talk on Nundare College Genocide. If you suddenly you need to get the 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, The New Order of the Barbarians, and of course you get the transcript that goes with that. Here's one of the people who is part and parcel of this whole diabolical effort who comes forward and tells you exactly what's going to happen. The talk given in 1969 has become a reality today. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but then, of course, please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection till tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with hope.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 10 January 2013. Thursday. We made it. Well, if you saw Piers Morgan last night, we are redeemed. I am telling you, this man, Larry Pratt, did such good for the Patriots and the Second Amendment people of this country. It was incredible. Amazing interview last night with Piers Morgan. Larry Pratt handled himself like a gentleman, like a very knowledgeable historian, aware of the pros and cons, and he set things straight. We'll talk about that a little bit later, because I do want to tell you my take on it. Well, you know now, but I mean the manner in which he handled himself was incredible. But you know what? Drudge Report.